From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The world's first female space tourist is in the middle of an 11-day stay at the International Space Station. Anousheh Ansari paid the Russian government a reported $20 million for the privilege, not something many of us could afford. And this afternoon, there was supposed to be a step toward making space travel more affordable, with the first ever rocket launch from a commercial spaceport, Spaceport America. NPR's Ted Robbins is there. And Ted, where exactly are you?
Good question, Melissa. I am in the high desert of southern New Mexico between Las Cruces and Truth or Consequences, about as far out there as you can get.
And that's where this spaceport is. Tell us about this launch today. What happened?
Well, the launch, it was a company called Up Aerospace, Connecticut-based private company, a 20-foot-long suborbital rocket supposed to go to 70 miles above Earth and then come back down. It went up. I saw it go up. What happened after it went up seems a little unclear. They announced there was an anomaly, and we think that means they don't know where it landed, and they're looking for it right now.
So not what they would have hoped for in this launch today.
I asked somebody from the company. He said it's a success regardless. Whether they're disappointed, I think once they find it and find out what happened to the payload aboard, I think that'll give them a little better idea of how successful it was or wasn't.
This spaceport there in New Mexico must have been a huge investment for the state. What's in it for the state? Why are they doing this?
Well, the state, you know, it's estimated to cost about $225 million, and the state legislature, at the urging of New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, got the legislature to appropriate $100 million over 3 years in January. They're banking on a huge economic boom based around space tourism. That's what they hope to get out of it, but they have to build right now there's just a dirt road, a couple of trailers, and a concrete launch pad. They've got to build a runway and hangars and all sorts of training facilities.
And has there been opposition to this project?
There's been some. Not really opposition. There was a poll done by the Albuquerque Journal that showed about 56% of New Mexico voters were opposed to this, contrasted with about 59% that wanted to see a light rail in the Albuquerque area. So they seem to be more concerned with how to get to work than how to get to space.
And this launch today that ran into this, what you're calling an anomaly, what exactly was launched and what other launches are planned?
Yeah, no humans, at least no living humans. There were cremated human remains aboard. There were about 50 separate payloads, science experiments from colleges and high schools. Priced really starting at a couple of $100s, and here's one that I particularly enjoyed hearing about, Cheerios. A family sent 8 Cheerios aboard this rocket so that they could sit down at the breakfast table and say they were the first family to eat cereal that went into space.
And who knows where those Cheerios are now.
Yeah, right.
Ted, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ted Robbins at Spaceport America in New Mexico.